And the kind that we eat pod,
snap beans.
Mm-hmm. You take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
turnip greens.
If you had seven boys and seven girls, you might say we had a whole
house full
of children. Have you ever heard the expression passel when referring to a lot of people or a lot of things? Do you ever use the expression passel? Whole passel of children?
Yeah. You see a big bunch coming out. Look at what a passel of people going on. Yeah, that's used quite often.
And when you pick corn, the green covering that you take the ears, take off the ears.
The shucks.
And what is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Fresh corn.
And what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off. And the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable, orange in color.
Squash.
What kinds of melons do you have around here most?
We have watermelon.
And do you have many cantaloupe, melons?
Yeah, watermelon, cantaloupes, and pumpkin.
Pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, what would you call the thing that springs up in the woods and fields after a rain, after a hard rain, or maybe inside the woods line? The umbrella-shaped little plant. Some say are poisonous, or some are not, I understand.
I know. Wait a minute. No, don't you tell me. Mushroom.
Is there a different word that you'd use or is used around here to refer to some that are poisonous and some that are not?
There's a poison type here, but now I've never fooled with them to know which is, I don't eat them.
Which ones are
poison, which one ain't. But they got where they're using a lot of mushroom, but I don't prove them because I don't know what the good and is from the bad. We have a lot of them here. We get some here 8 inches across the top. I saw them, big ones.
If you're eating soup or food that's so hot it hurts to go down your throat, you might say, it's all I can do to...
Swallow.
If someone asks you to do a job or to do something that you think it's impossible, you say, no, I
can't do that.
If you're scolding a child or punishing him for something, you say, wanting to let him know that it's something he should not have done, you would say,
don't do that.
Or if the boy got a whipping, you see, I bet he did something he...
Or not done.
In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I don't know.
If you don't want, I won't do it.
I won't do it.